It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. On Wednesday, Chris from Lexington wrote, "Didn't we hear all of today's stories yesterday?" As examples, he pointed out the Jack Conway story and the police car story. Chris followed up with, "By the way, the news on that one isn't the fee. It's the fact that it's being proposed at all. They're not currently taking cars home." We wrote back explaining that they were stories that we had aired Tuesday during All Things Considered. I explained that while that is not always the best practice, it's not uncommon for us, especially on relatively slow news days. In general, our attitude is that since Morning Edition has more listeners than All Things Considered, there will be many who have not heard a story that aired the previous afternoon. We do try to use rewritten versions when we repeat stories the next day. Here's another message also on Facebook sent to us on Saturday evening, but we saw it too late to do anything about it. It's from Karen in Hazard. "Wood Songs isn't being broadcast. Silence since the end of A Prairie Home Companion." That one was a side effect of last week's special three-hour Prairie Home Companion. We failed to put Wood Songs back into the playlist, but I can assure you it's already in there for next week. And finally, Jake from Lexington wrote on Wednesday reporting signal problems, especially near the UK campus. He comments, "Yesterday, I understand that alterations were being made to some aspect of your broadcast intended to strengthen the signal and make service more reliable. I'm hopeful that today was a strange anomaly or some growing pains of new technology." Well, he is correct about a reduced signal for a while on Wednesday as well as Tuesday. Apparently, he did not happen to hear the announcements that we had made earlier about Wednesday's engineering work. The 88.9 signal should be back to 100% coverage now. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu. Post on Facebook, send a tweet, or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.